In politics, as in no other field of endeavour, there exists an enraging yet fascinating class of person who appears absolutely protected by some supernatural shield from any of the consequences occasioned by their own actions. However badly they balls things up, however lengthy and spectacular the trail of destruction behind them, however vast and gloomy the cloud of scandal above them, they always find another open door, and a door at that which opens into yet another office in which they will get to sit behind a big desk in a comfy chair and make important decisions. This coterie of infuriating saunterers does not, as yet, and I checked, have a patron saint, but one does not need to stretch one's imagination untowardly to picture such a role one day becoming yet another astonishing entry in the picturesque resume of Mikhail Saakashvili, former president of Georgia and former governor of Odessa, who has lately been giving his much-punished platinum get-out-of-jail-free card yet another flex.
I want my experience to help, and therefore I will accept President Zelensky's offer.
Earlier this week, it was reported that Saakashvili was being lined up as a deputy prime minister of Ukraine, with special responsibility for reforms. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, was said to be keen on the idea, and members of Ukraine's parliament, the Verkhovna Rada, were being sounded out about signing off on the appointment. President Zelensky is, of course, known for his sense of humour. His job prior to becoming president was playing one in a satirical television series. But a good comedian knows how to read the room, and in this instance, a prudent president should also know how to read the CVs of those he proposes to hire. As we go to air, it appears that Ukrainian MPs, Ukraine's media, and Ukraine's population of the basically sane may have undertaken this due diligence, and that Saakashvili's latest unlikely resurrection may have been postponed. But we'll come back to that. It's not so long since Mikhail Saakashvili was widely regarded, certainly in the West, as a standard-bearer of democracy, liberalism, transparency, and all the good stuff.
What we are doing in Ukraine, and what we are doing in Georgia, this is all interlinked. These are two different countries, but this is one big fight. One big fight for freedom, for European way of life, for European idea. People in Ukraine sacrifice with Ukrainian flag, with European flags on the Maidan, and they continue every day with their lives, with the heroism of Ukrainian soldiers to protect Europe from the threat from the East, which is as traditional as it has been through the centuries, through all the ages.
Following Georgia's Rose Revolution of 2003, Saakashvili was elected president in 2004 with an eyebrow-raising 96% of the vote. On the international stage, he cut an undoubted dash. He was smart, charming, not yet 40 years old. At home, Saakashvili found it less easy. He was re-elected, though much less enthusiastically, in 2008, and shortly afterwards was suckered into a foolish war with Russia over South Ossetia.
There is nothing conflicting about the fact that today whole world's news crews were running around and filming how Russian tanks ran through our towns, villages, destroyed buildings, blew up civilian objects, killed people, rampaged through the through places, did ethnic cleansing of civilians. That's what's happening right now. It's continuing to happen as we speak.
After he left office, Georgia's regard for Saakashvili plummeted still further. Criminal charges were filed for embezzlement of public funds and other abuses of office. Saakashvili decamped the country he had once led, and Georgia stripped him of his citizenship. By the time he was convicted in absentia in 2018 and sentenced to 3 years in the clink on one charge, 6 on another, he'd found the time to fall out with another country. Saakashvili had taken up residence in Ukraine, where, for reasons surpassing the understanding of many Ukrainians, he'd been appointed governor of Odessa by then-President Petro Poroshenko. The pair fell out, to the surprise of nobody at all, and Saakashvili was duly asked to hand in his Ukrainian passport as well. He skulked stateless a while in Poland and Hungary. Other dramas and farces ensued, a full accounting of which would blow this explainer out to somewhere beyond the 8-hour mark. But when Volodymyr Zelensky won Ukraine's presidency in 2019, he restored Saakashvili's citizenship, thereby giving Saakashvili a route back into Ukrainian politics.
I am very impressed by new president. He really is capable of very strong breakthrough, and Ukraine is capable of breakthrough. So, you know, good luck to him, good luck to new team, and whatever I can help with, you know, just maybe if they need my advice, I'm here to help.
As of this broadcast, Saakashvili's proposed elevation to Deputy Prime Minister of Ukraine hangs in the balance. Some reports suggest that Ukrainian MPs, and indeed Ukraine's Prime Minister, are bemused by the suggestion, verging on the outright nonplussed. Georgia has threatened to recall its ambassador in Kiev. Russia would doubtless feign displeasure, but though Vladimir Putin famously cannot stand Saakashvili personally, it's hard to imagine Russia's president being much other than delighted by the prospect of his rambunctious nemesis unleashing his signature blend of hubris and chaos in another country that Moscow seeks to dominate.
Здрасте.
Василий Петрович Голобородько?
Да.
Доброе утро, господин президент.
And if this doesn't work out for Saakashvili, the sitcom Zelensky quit to become president might still be looking for someone.
Я люблю свою страну.
For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.
Люблю свою собаку. Я всего на свете член, почти что супермен, но редко лезу в драку. Знает весь двор, мой приговор, слуга народа.